Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1.
All right, join us, friends, if you've ever had to work through something with your significant other. 404-263-0941 or 51539 is that Jen and Friends text line. Mark, you said we got a message coming in from a husband?
Yeah, we did. Got this message last week when you were out, Jen. It says, the friends, not Jennifer, it says, the friends. I found out my wife has been secretly smoking behind my back.
Oh, no.
She was a heavy smoker when we first met, but quit and hasn't had a cigarette in over 10 years. Last week, I had to use her car to run some errands and found a half-empty pack of cigarettes. I offhand mentioned to her that her clothes smelled like smoke, but she blamed it on being around one of her smoker friends. She talks about how stressed she is over the pandemic, working from home, and now having to homeschool the kids. She's a great wife, a great mother, we have a great marriage, and I know she's overwhelmed. So, should I be angry that she lied to me about smoking, or let her have this escape? Thanks, friends. This is from Craig.
Oh, man, that's tough. All right, 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. What would you do? Or you can call us 404-263-0941. Oh, God, this is so
tough one.
Because you don't want there to be secrets between you.
Right.
But it sounds like she's having a really rough time. And, you know, who isn't in 2020?
Right.
You know, it's like, how do you cut somebody a break? Right? Curtis, what would you do?
Doing it secretly.
Like you said, Jen, this has been a rough 2020 for most of us. And if all she's doing is smoking, hell, let her have it. You know, if she's not drinking all day and partying at night, then let her have it. But also talk to your wife. Talk to her. You know, well, what's the problem? What can I do to help you? What can I do to help alleviate some of the stress from our situation? But the thing is, you always have to include yourself in the situation, too. What can we do to stop you from smoking? If that's what she's doing, you don't want to say you are you smoking. You don't want to point the finger at her. Always include yourself in it, like you're a part of it, because you are together.
Yeah, you're right. Like, make it a we thing.
It's a we thing.
I think that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd be able to hold back and not say anything to my husband because of the secret part of it. It's like, okay, this doesn't need to be a secret anymore. Like, that's not okay to start doing that.
Right.
But then you don't want to come down too hard on her. I'm not exactly sure. Okay, friends, what would you do? 404-263-0941 or 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. Marco, what would you do?
I would confront her about it, but if it's her only vice and her only escape, I'd allow her to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I mean,
just for a short period, like for how long?
As long as, and again, I'm not a smoker. I've never smoked, so I don't know the addiction that comes with smoking. And he said in his email that she smoked for a long time, but she's been cigarette-free for 10 years. But
wow.
If this is her one escape, who am I to tell you? And granted, it's my wife, but who am I to say no? I know you have a lot going on right now, and if this takes you to a happy place for 10 minutes once or twice a day, then as long as it's not hurting the kids, as long as it's not interfering with your homeschooling and, you know, being a wife and a mother and our marriage is fine, then if that's your vice, do it.
But it's the worst. It's
yeah.
so bad for her health.
Like, would you rather have a cigarette a couple of days or, you know, pour that first glass of wine at 9:30?
Well, you got to work through stress in more positive ways than those. Those aren't your only two options, Mark. Those aren't the only two options for working through stress, but I know what you're saying.
When it comes
like,
to, When it comes to a vice,
it's like pick
when it
your
comes
poison
to,
type of a thing. Oh gosh, I don't know.
But people handle stress in different ways. Some people stress eat. Some people, you know, stress shop, smoke, drink. If all she's doing is just smoking, and it's not affecting the kids, and you know, let her have it. Just
all
let
right,
her have
it. From the 404 on the Jen and Friends text line says, I think that if he were to call her out on it, then say it was okay, she would actually smoke a lot more than she's actually smoking behind his back. So maybe he should just keep it quiet. Right. Like if he gives her permission, maybe she'll smoke more. Like keep it a secret. Maybe she has to smoke less if she thinks she's trying to hide it. From the 770, he should be concerned as to why she is hiding it. She should be comfortable in telling him. If she's that stressed, he needs to figure out what he can do to support her. Ooh, I love these bits of advice. All right, friends, what would you do? 404-263-0941 or 51539 is that text line. Group therapy continues next on Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
He busted his wife in a secret. Mark, will you give us a little recap if somebody's just jumping into the conversation?
Got a message from Craig. It said, I found out my wife has been secretly smoking behind my back. She talks about how stressed she is over the pandemic, working from home, and now having to homeschool the kids. She's a great wife, a great mother. We have a great marriage, but I know she's overwhelmed. So should I be angry that she lied to me about smoking or let her have an escape?
All right, 404-263-0941 is our number. Tama in Roswell is here to help. Hey, Tama.
So I'm actually that secret smoker. And, yeah, that's me. And I'm pretty good at it. And I think I'm a clean smoker. But my husband has come to me a couple times, and I've been able to get away with it. But this last time, not so much. Oh. And you know what? I was honest, and he's disappointed, but he gets it. I'm still secret smoking because I would never let my children know I smoke, but it's okay to be honest, and it's okay for the husband to ask. They shouldn't have secrets, but I get it on the other hand because I didn't want to disappoint him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is a clean smoker? You called yourself a secret clean smoker. What is clean?
Well,
and why are you giggling?
Because you don't know I smoke. You don't know I smoke. I wash up. I you would never smell it on me. You never would. I mean,
do you just play it off like you're washing your hands, you're trying to get the COVID off, but is it really like the smoke?
Well, Tama,
yeah, actually I take out the dogs, and then I have
see.
To come in and wash my hands and face.
What I like about what you said too is you were afraid of disappointing him, and that's why you told him the lies. But I think that one of the points coming in on the text line is just makes you think what else she's keeping from him. You know, 2020 is not an excuse to lie. What do you say to that?
I get it. You are right. There shouldn't be lying, but that secret person is not going to come to that person and go, hey, I'm smoking again. Right. So it is a secret until they get caught.
Because
unfortunately.
You feel ashamed about it, too, right? There's some sense of shame that comes into
100%.
It where you're like, I don't want to admit it.
No, none of my friends smoke. Mm-hmm. Nobody smokes anymore. And mine, honestly, I no excuses, but it's COVID. I mean, yeah. It's sitting in the house all those hours looking for something to do, and it breaks up your day. Yes, I color, but this doesn't seem to be enough.
Tama, I love you. Please join the show anytime. Thank you so much for jumping in with group therapy this morning.
Have
we appreciate
it. Have a great day,
guys. You too. And I hope that this little habit is only short-lived, okay?
Dog walker smokes and colors.
I love her. All right, Charlotte in Conyers is here to help for group therapy. Hey, Charlotte.
Hey, this is ridiculous.
Okay. What do you mean?
He needs to confront her immediately. This isn't online shopping or eating a extra piece of cake. She's smoking for her health, for your health, for the kids' health. He needs to grow up here and say something. And who cares if it relaxes her? I mean, if she has one a day, it's wrong and it's gross. Plus, the other issue is that she lied. You know, she's lying about smoking. What else is she lying to him about?
Oh, yeah, that gosh. Seems to be a common thread coming in on that text line, too. Thank you so much for the call, Charlotte. So Charlotte says, shut it down. Approach her, and he should shut it down completely. Now, Mark and Curtis, you both said you would let it go.
I would let it go. You know what? I would buy her gloves. When I was years ago, when I quit smoking for like the second time, just to make sure that no one could smell the cigarette smoke on me, I had plastic gloves and my center console just to make sure that no one could smell my fingers and smell cigarette smoke on me. And I had this towel that I wrap around my head just to make sure the cigarette smoke wasn't in my hair when I walked back in the house. These are tricks of the trade. But once again, like you said earlier, Jen, this is 2020. We're all stressed. She's a mom. She's trying to take care of the house. She's working from home. She's become a homeschool teacher. Let her have her cigarettes. If that's all she's doing, let her have it.
I feel like there's got to be better ways than picking up that habit again. Just because, you know, it's something I quit, you know, God, I don't know, over 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it still can have such a hold on you that it could grab you back for a lot longer than a pandemic.
Well, so can food. I mean, she could eat. She could be a stress eater or a stress drinker. If it's a cigarette is the only thing she's doing, let her have it.
I'd rather come downstairs and see her digging into a gallon of cookies and cream than secretly smoking. Just tell me about it. That's all. Yeah. Stop lying about it.
Coming in from the 706, he needs to confront her about the smoking. Instead of smoking, have Dr. Mom Riley help calm and relax her in other ways. Classic.
I love it.
Why didn't we think of that? See, y'all are always smarter than us. Thanks That's for joining awesome. Us for group therapy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.